I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is, You Can Have Everything and Still Be Empty. The scripture comes from Mark 8:36. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? I have a question to pose to you. Have you ever had a moment where you got what you wanted? Maybe it was a job, the house, the car, the vacation, the applause, and yet you still felt empty? You had it all, but something inside was still missing. That's because the world can fill your hands, but only God can fill your heart. Here's the illusion of fulfillment. This is point one. We live in a world that tells us if we get more, we'll finally be happy. More money, more followers, more success, more things. But let me tell you something. More doesn't always equal meaning. We chased after these things like they're water in a desert, only to realize they're just mirages. They look like they'll satisfy, but when we get there, our souls are still thirsty. King Solomon had everything, riches, wisdom, women, palaces, fame. And do you know what he said about it all? Meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless. Ecclesiastes 1:2. The cost of gaining the world is point two. Jesus said in Mark 8:36, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? You can win the race. You can climb the ladder. You can have the trophy. You can own the business. You can sit at the head of the table. But if you've lost who you are, if you've lost your peace, if you've lost your connection with the one who made you, then what have you really gained? You might have filled your bank account, but emptied your spirit. You might have filled your schedule, but emptied your relationships. You might have filled your closet, but emptied your purpose. Point three. Only God can fill the emptiness. There's a space in every heart that only God can fill. Not stuff, not applause, not power, not pleasure. Only the love of God satisfies. Only the presence of Jesus brings true peace. Only the Spirit of God gives lasting joy. Jesus told the woman at the well in John 4:13-14, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give will never thirst. He was talking about physical water? No. He was talking about himself, the living water, the one who fills us completely, the one who gives us what the world cannot give. Let's go to four. Real riches are found in Christ. You may not have much by world standards, but if Jesus, you have him, you have everything. And you may have everything in the world, but if you don't have Jesus, you're still poor in spirit. You can drive the car, own the company, wear the suit, have the followers, and still be empty. But you can be sitting in a quiet room with nothing but your Bible, your faith, and be full. Why? Simple. Because the presence of God is better than gold. The peace of God is richer than any treasure. And the love of God will never run dry. Boy, I needed this today. So here's the challenge. Stop chasing what the world says will satisfy. Start seeking the one who truly satisfies. Jesus is not just an add-on to a successful life. He is life. Let him fill what the world cannot. Let him be your treasure, your peace, your purpose. Because you can have everything and still be empty. But with Jesus, even if you have nothing, you have enough. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.